The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I do think the one thing with the Chiefs, their defense is a mess. There's no question.
Can we agree their defense is worse than the Rams' defense?
By 3 points, yeah, we can. Although, actually, the Rams, scored 14 points, essentially, on defense.
Yeah, so. And they turn, Patrick Mahomes turns it over five times.
Yeah.
And so I think, obviously, in that kind of a game, it's hard to say defense played great, but the Rams' defense played pretty well.
Man, that was so much fun. It was like watching Madden, because those are the kind of games I play on Madden. They're all 54-51. The name that I've been hoping to see linked to the Astros in trade talks.
Paul Goldschmidt.
That would be a game changer. You put him in the four slot, you move Correa to five. My goodness, your offense is so much better.
I think it would give a guy like Altuve more protection. And Goldschmidt is one of the three or four best hitters in baseball. When you've got a guy like him and a guy like Altuve in the same lineup and presumably back-to-back, there's no nonsense there.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, been a fun first 2 hours, man. We are into our last hour of the week. One more beer. That's a good plan.
You ever notice that in the dead of summer, the AC doesn't work?
Yeah.
And then now there's no need for AC, and it's like always pumping in this place.
Yeah, it's minus 30 in here.
I forgot it's Tuesday. They're doing the playoff thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's much.
Yeah, there's almost nothing to talk about. We know what the top four are. Hey, right. Aggies are 22, though.
Well, hey now.
There's that.
A bunch of trash teams.
Washington, Utah, Mississippi State, Northwestern, Syracuse is 16 through 20.
I say Washington's trash. I think Washington's got a chance to beat Washington State this week. That's a disastrous matchup for Washington State, because Washington, one thing Washington's got is the best secondary in college football. And I'm not talking about, than anybody's.
It's been a disappointing year for them. I thought they were going to be a legitimate playoff contender.
Mostly because of their offense.
Yeah. Yeah. And
my boy Jake Locker, my boy from 2 years ago, who's now not my boy anymore.
Not Jake Locker.
Oh, not Jake Locker.
Jake Browning.
Jake Browning, yeah.
Yeah. He's regressed.
Jake Locker, definitely not my
boy. No, Jake Locker also has regressed
greatly since college.
Yeah.
They are playing the best cover team of 2018.
Washington State's a cover machine.
8-1 against the spread this year.
Yep.
Really?
And yeah. I don't know if I that's why I'm scared to play Washington, but from a matchup standpoint, this is the game where I want Washington, because
yeah, I'm actually going to bet Washington.
Just okay. So you know.
Also, just FYI, if you want a hockey play tonight, granted I'm 1-3 on my last four hockey plays, but still clicking at about 60% for the year. Edmonton money line tonight. Coaching change to Ken Hitchcock, the former Stars coach and Blues coach, but they made a coaching change. I think that'll motivate them, and I getting plus 135 right now for them. So. All right, so now we're down to 11 through. How is Kentucky still 15?
Oh, how's Texas still 14? There's just a lot of bad teams.
Yeah.
Texas, West Virginia, 15 Kentucky, 14 Texas, 13 West Virginia, 12 Penn State, Florida 11.
Florida's 11? Well, you know what this means?
Didn't Kentucky beat Florida head to head?
Yes, and they're both 6-3.
8-3.
Or 8-3, sorry.
Yeah, so that throws out the debate for if Michigan or if Notre Dame were to lose, who should be ranked higher?
Yeah. Because
they clearly don't have any problem putting Florida ahead of Kentucky based on brand name.
That's horrible. How are those teams? All right, well, I know West Virginia just lost, but Florida, Penn State, West Virginia, Texas, Kentucky, a bunch of three-loss teams, 11 through 15, that frankly don't belong in the top 20.
No, but that just tells you I don't want to call it parity because parity implies that there's like equal good all around. And it's,
yeah, no, it's
just mediocrity.
There's a lot of media. You know what it is? The Big 12 has infested college football. Everybody is the Big 12 now. They're all three lost teams.
Yeah. Well, it's basically the NBA, Warriors versus everybody else.
Yeah, well, kind of. Yeah. Although I think, I really do think that top five or top four is all really good teams.
Number 10, Ohio State.
That seems fair. And you know what? The playoff committee, they realize what Ohio State is. Because otherwise, a 10-1 Ohio State team wouldn't be at number 10.
They'd be five or six. Yeah.
If they didn't understand it, they might even be four.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, and we know it's all going to sort itself out.
Yeah.
This week.
And I'm also surprised that they didn't have Ohio State higher to make more interest in that Ohio State-Michigan game like they did with LSU.
Yeah. Yeah. But, agreed.
But what this tells you is the committee thinks LSU is better than Ohio State, which I also agree with. I think LSU is better than Ohio State.
Number nine.
Your boys.
I don't think Central Florida is better than Ohio State.
I think
they'd give them a game.
Nope, they are. They're better. They're number nine. Ohio State's number 10.
Moving up two spots.
Suck it, Hoffman.
Well, what do I know? What do I know?
No, I think that's about right for them. I mean, frankly, if UCF played Ohio State, UCF would put 50 on them. Now, Ohio State might put 50 on them, too.
Right.
But Ohio State's defense gives up too many big plays. UCF's better than Purdue.
I agreed.
And they can throw the ball all over the yard.
UCF's better than Maryland.
Well, but Ohio State wouldn't be able to stop them. So I think I'd take UCF over Ohio State right now. It'd be close. I still don't understand what's going on with Ohio State's defense. I mean, this is just and they've got talent there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of talent on that defense. They're just playing like garbage. All right, so why are they taking so long to give us number eight?
I don't know. There's high drama, I guess.
There is no drama. We know
especially, just tell us, they usually just have high drama for the top six.
Right. We already know the top four. I get it. So 5, 6, 7, 8 is suddenly drama. We know LSU's in there.
Yeah.
We know Michigan. Well, Michigan's four. And it's the same thing as last week. Just UCF got to move up. Ooh, Oklahoma's in there. And who cares about the order?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing it's Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan.
Well, yeah, that's your top four.
Georgia, Oklahoma. And then LSU and Washington State are going to be seven and eight in some order.
There you go.
So I don't think there shouldn't be a lot of drama, but
apparently they're drama-ing, though.
Although I think, again, and it may be just me, I'd have LSU probably ahead of Oklahoma.
Yeah, they have Washington State eight. That whole lead-up was for Washington State to be eight.
I don't know. I mean, I just said I was going to bet against Washington State, but that does feel...
That's about right for them right now, though.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
You really think Ohio State needs to be up there above them?
No, I'm saying should Washington State be higher?
No, I would you take LSU or Washington State on a neutral field?
I honestly have no idea.
I'd probably take
that. That's two teams that will be motivated for bowl games.
Yeah, it's close. I'd probably take LSU.
It's so hard for me to reconcile that Washington State somehow lost to USC.
Well, at the time, it was at USC. And
USC was a better team.
They were relatively healthy at the time, and they were a better team.
And it was a 3-point loss, which is, I mean, it's not much. But then I just remember when Washington State went out and dog-stomped Oregon, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. But then Oregon turned out to not be what we thought they were either.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go on a limb and guess that Oklahoma's six, because if they've got Oklahoma ranked ahead of Georgia, Michigan, then they're idiots.
Yeah, well,
but you never know.
And we'll talk about the college lines when we come back. But I think West Virginia is gonna knock off Oklahoma, and it's gonna be a West Virginia Texas rematch.
Wouldn't shock me.
So,
and I'm honestly fine with that game. I mean, that was a good game the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, guys, I have to tell you about Zumos. And if you're
I love them.
Oh, man. The everything they have is I love the Party Time sausage. We use it for all kinds of stuff. And we even, the wife made homemade pizza a couple weeks ago, and we put Zumos on it. It was awesome. Use it for breakfast, all kinds of stuff. Just love the Party Time sausage. And they've been doing this since 1908, so you know they know what they're doing. The Boudin's fantastic. The Andouille sausage is fantastic. Truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. You can use it in gumbo, red beans and rice, straight off the grill, however you want to do it. And, oh, by the way, while it's deer season, if you want to get your deer processed, take it to Zumo's. They offer a large variety of deer product options. Smoked sausage, green onion sausage, jalapeno and cheese sausage. breakfast pan sausage, boudin, ground chili meat, you name it. And your meat will be vacuum packed and frozen, so it'll last all year in your freezer. So how about that? Two places you can drop it off: Houston inside the Beltway at 12634 East I-10, and in Beaumont at Zumo's Meat Company. And they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you're not into that and you just want to eat great sausage, go by H-E-B, Kroger, Fiesta, your local grocery store. Look for Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O-S. Make it a Zumo's weekend.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple quick follow-ups. Holly says, yeah, she's on the Giants this week, too. I don't know how to tell you. She's like trying to figure out how the Eagles are going to score 6 points, let alone cover.
Also, Jermaine says UCF plus 2.5 versus Ohio State on a neutral field.
Give me Golden Knights.
You'll love my number then.
Yeah.
I have it power rated as 6.5 points.
I'll take all 6.5. Actually, I'll take a money line. Ohio State can't stop them.
Okay.
They'll put up 55 on Ohio State. UCF is light years better than Maryland and Purdue. Really are.
Maryland, honestly, I could see Ohio State covering against Michigan this week. I think Michigan wins, but I think it could be a field goal game.
Yeah.
Maryland is like the nightmare matchup for Ohio State because they're explosive running the football. And I know.
Well, all you have to do.
Explosivity is like the new. That's maybe the biggest stat you can watch in college football. How do teams handle explosive plays on defense, and how explosive is a team on offense? Like, that's one of the things I look at the most.
Well, and Ohio State's defense, they've given up more plays of 25 yards or more than anybody in the country, I think.
Yeah.
So, hang on. I've got to fix this. Hang on a second. Okay, I can't hear it. Now, there we go. That's better.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with this thing. I don't know if I need new headphones or what, but this thing's not working. This one isn't working either.
Uh-oh. It must be the headphones. That's not good.
I don't want to have to get new headphones. I actually like these.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. Yep, I can't hear a damn thing. Not unless I hold the headphones in the jack here. This is not good. Yeah, we've got some other ones to get to. Somebody says, can I get a shout out? Lori, will you marry Frankie? LOL. Don't do marriage on this show. We've had one proposal on this show, and it was an absolute disaster. I think that also predated you.
Yeah.
Remember that, Jong?
I was an intern.
Yeah, and that was me and Matt doing the show, and a friend of mine came in and asked his girlfriend to marry him, and she said yes, and I think a week later she dumped him for a better-looking guy.
I think he still listens to the show, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah, he does. He got married. He married a really nice woman now, and they're happy and got kids and live somewhere 500 miles away in North Houston. But he wound up better off. I mean, it was a serious upgrade to what he wound up with, but it was pretty funny. Because she said yes really quick, and then, boy, it ended fast.
Yeah.
All right, so we were looking at some games here, and I guess we got to look at Thursday first, so I got to scroll through these. Give me a second.
I mean, there's games tonight.
Yeah, who's tonight?
Northern Illinois, Western Michigan, which, not fun games.
Yeah,
but
pass on that.
Northern Illinois is in a weird situation because, did I say something wrong?
No. Oh. No, that went down the wrong way.
That game started, so let's not even discuss it. But I was.
So, yes, you did say something wrong.
So Western Michigan is a 6.5 point dog. They need their So the deal with the MAC, most places you'll see, okay, if you have 6 wins, you're going to a bowl game. This year is different. Not all 6-win teams are going to go to a bowl game. There's enough 6-win teams that you're not going to necessarily go. So Western Michigan, sitting at 6 wins, they need a win to guarantee that they'll get one of the MAC's bowl spots, because there's going to be several MAC teams who are 6-win teams. Northern Illinois, on the total opposite end, can lose this game and will still play for the conference championship. So Western Michigan needs this game a lot more than Northern Illinois does. Northern Illinois is a lot better than Western Michigan. That said, I ended up staying away from it. I wanted to play Western Michigan, but the number went down from 7 to 6.5. Western Michigan up 7-0, so they're really up 13.5-0 right
now. Yeah, as far as you're concerned.
The other game tonight is a game that's just too gross to touch. Ball State, Miami of Ohio. It's like a 15-point spread. Miami, Ohio, one of the good teams. Ball State, a total trash can. But 15 points, again, for a Miami team that doesn't have a lot of motivation right now, I stayed away. Now, on to the rest of the week's games.
Okay. I guess there's games tomorrow night, too, then, huh?
Believe Colorado State Air Force.
I think that's – is that Thursday?
No, that's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that's Thanksgiving.
So there's several games. Colorado State Air Force and then Mississippi State are both on
Thanksgiving. Yeah. Well, that's – usually we have better games than that.
There's NFL. Who's going to be watching college football?
Well, Thursday night, if it's a good game,
but ordinarily. Don't they now have an NFL Thursday night game?
Yeah, they always have an NFL Thursday night game. I'm just saying that during an average week, I will watch a college game as much as I watch the NFL game.
But I'm not
if it's a good game.
I'm not watching Mississippi State, Mississippi.
Or Colorado State Air Force. That's just not happening. I'll watch the Saints-Falcons instead.
I'm busy.
Mississippi State minus 11. And Air Force minus 14.5. I don't really have any interest in either of those.
I'm with you on that.
If I had to play something, I might take Mississippi plus 11. Rivalry game, and I don't think there's that big a difference between these two teams. So I might lean that way, but I don't have any interest in it.
I was thinking, oh, well, I don't have a lot of games that I really like at this point. But then I remembered, It's not really early in the week.
It's almost there. That's why we're doing it now.
Up on us.
Okay, so on to Friday's games, where there are a lot of good games worth watching. East Carolina Cincinnati under 52.
Okay, I don't disagree with that.
Cincinnati really good defense.
Big number.
It's a big number. I'm looking at the under there. Cincinnati's a 20-point favorite. I'm not touching the side.
But I think the key is Cincinnati's a really good defense when they play against bad teams.
Right. And East Carolina's a bad team. Yeah. They're not good when they have to play teams that can actually put up points. But Iowa minus 9 against Nebraska. Don't look now, but Nebraska's playing better football.
They're not bad.
I don't mind Nebraska there.
They ain't great.
No.
But they're not bad. And they've won 4 of their last 5? Can't make a bowl game, so that's out the window. But
they can cover 9 points against Iowa, though.
I think they can, too, man. And even the game that they lost to Ohio State, they lost by 5. They beat the garbage out of Minnesota. They almost won at Northwestern. Had they done that, the whole Big Ten would look different right now.
Yeah.
I agree, Nebraska's a different team. And that number, if I'm not mistaken, keeps going up.
Up, yeah. It started at 7. Now it's at 9. Kansas plus 14.5 against Bevo. Kind of like Kansas here to cover that.
Yeah,
I think Texas wins the game, no question. But
the only concern I have is Texas is motivated, and I feel like Kansas was all out last week. And now, Kansas knows they've got a new head coach, but now that also means they know that this coaching staff is out the door.
Right.
So,
but I also don't think they're going to run for 5,000 yards like they did against Oklahoma.
Exactly.
But I think 14.5 outside of 2 touchdowns, they can cover that. I'm probably not playing it, but that's where I'd lean. How about Central Florida minus 14?
I think you skipped over my favorite.
What's your favorite? Arkansas, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Missouri kicks a hole in Arkansas. I think Arkansas is so bad and so done with this season. Missouri is maybe the toughest, one of the toughest teams in the country to run the football against. And Arkansas is a one-dimensional offense. No good. You saw last week, Mississippi State beat the hell out of them. Missouri, went to Tennessee and beat them by 30-plus. Yeah, Tennessee's way better than Arkansas.
Yeah, actually, Tennessee's not total garbage. I mean, they're decent.
And now they're at home. And quietly, I would say, and it's probably, I say quietly because they lost three in a row early in the season. Granted, two of those three were to Georgia and Alabama, so right. No shame. But Missouri's won four of their last five, including wins against at Florida in a blowout win. And a win over Memphis, which isn't a bad win. Again, Memphis, they beat by 30-something points.
Yeah, Memphis is a pretty solid team.
They lost by Kentucky by 1 point, or else we'd be talking about them having a five-game winning streak.
Yeah. Well, that Kentucky game, they were supposed to win that.
They should have won it. And I think maybe,
shame bell for everyone involved with Missouri for that, by
maybe
the way.
Missouri's a little bit underrated right now, and Arkansas is a dumpster fire. I think Missouri wins this by however many points they want to. More than 23.
Did you guys skip the Texans? Well, we'll talk about the Texans on Monday.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be here then. Here's another one before we go to break. As mentioned, Central Florida at South Florida. Central Florida minus 14. South Florida, after that loss, is just falling apart.
I like Central Florida minus points.
I love Central Florida in this spot. This might be my best play of the entire month. And as much as I love UH, I'm given seven with Memphis here. With a backup quarterback for Houston, they got no shot without. If they had De'Aaron King, I think they could go in there and win. In fact, I'd expect them to win. But without him... And, I mean, the freshman kid they got's pretty good, but they also, like, Bryson Smith's hurt. They're beat up right now. And Toon took a hell of a hit at the end of the game last time, so I don't even know if he's 100%. So they're screwed. Memphis is going to just destroy them.
Are we going to get into more games on the other side?
Oh, of course we are. We still have two segments left in the entire week, AJ.
Hey, do we have – so on Tuesday we do Hey Man Bleep That, right?
Yeah.
I've got one. It's been driving me crazy for a while. Cool. And it drove me crazy this morning, so it's one of the ones I need to get out. And it's more like one of the things like you bitch about, like that's traffic related.
Yeah. Yeah, I always, about once a month, I have a traffic related, man.
It is directly related to a lot of traffic problems, and I want to address it.
Okay.
All right, guys, there's a lot of energy providers out there. They're always offering different things like free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on, and you may have fallen for one of those things, and then months later found out, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. Or wait a minute, there's additional fees on my bill. What is this? You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. It's simple. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You get yourself an additional discount. How about that? 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm on ass. Is that Oliver playing? Yeah, he's playing, but I got to tell you, even with him in there, they're not going to be able to stop Memphis's offense. That might be... That Memphis minus seven might be one of the safest plays of the year. I hate to say it. I won't do it because I want UH to win and get to the championship game and then stun Central Florida. And if they had De'Aaron King, I think they'd be able to do that. If they had King and Oliver, yeah. But I don't think people realize just how important De'Aaron King was to that team. I mean, that guy, he was mini Kyler Murray. I mean, he's a smaller version of him. You go look at his numbers, it's incredible. And, yeah, so now you got a true freshman who – doesn't run a 4-4 when he takes off? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, West Virginia. Oklahoma minus 1.5.
I don't know about you. I wanted 3 when this game came out. I was hoping for 3. I think I'll probably still end up being on West Virginia.
At this, though, I'm just going to money line them. If I'm only getting 1.5, I might as well money line,
right? I've been saying I think West Virginia is a better team. I think West Virginia has a massive home field advantage.
83.5 for the over.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Opened at 80.
Yeah, 83.5.
Well, yeah.
And you're going over.
Yeah, I think I'm going over. I've got 81.5. I see some 82s. I don't know what the number you could put on this game that would scare me away from it.
90.
It's the highest total of the season in college football.
90 would scare me off.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it, anything low 80s, I think I'm over.
Washington +3 at Washington State. I like Washington
here.
We
talked about this. I think I like Washington.
I'm with you on that, too. All right, so we get to the Saturday games. Let's see. I mentioned this. This is one that I'm doing in our little contest. Florida International +2.5 at home against Marshall. Give me the money line on that.
Okay.
I think Florida International is going to beat them and relatively handily. The Michigan-Ohio State game, also one of the more interesting games on the card. Michigan -4 now.
Man, I'm...
For a rivalry game? Boy, that's that feels like a lot of points. I think Michigan is 4 points better than Ohio State.
I do, too. I honestly think, and I've been thinking the whole time, I can't wait for Michigan to play Ohio State so they can show what a fraud they are. But the way they match up, I think it's going to be a close game. It's a stay-away game for me. I think I'm just going to watch. If Ohio State wins, I'm going to be just devastated because that means Ohio State's going to start getting conversation for the playoff. And they are so undeserving of that. And there's no part of me that wants to see Alabama play Ohio State in a game.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it.
I would like to see... Well, to me, I'd like to see Alabama-Oklahoma because I still think the only way you can beat Bama is with a quarterback who can run and pass. And
I really think the best... If you were to tell me, hey, I'll give you one team that's got the best chance of beating Alabama, I'd give serious consideration to Clemson and Michigan, but I think that's Georgia.
Maybe, although those style teams never beat Alabama.
Yeah.
It's consistent.
But this is a different Alabama team.
It is.
This is an offensive-minded Alabama team.
It is, but you know what? Their defense, when they've needed it to be good, like against LSU...
Yeah.
Pretty good. I think the way you beat them is the way Deshaun Watson beat them, the way that Kelly beat them at Mississippi, the way that Manziel's beat them. That's how you beat them. You have a quarterback who can do both things.
The problem with LSU is LSU's a trash can on offense.
They are.
Joe Burrow sucks.
They basically threw back-to-back shutouts when Tua was beat up.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to take – it would take a Kyler Murray, and I don't think Oklahoma's defense is good enough against Tua. But that's the one team that I look at and say, okay, they could spread them out and turn it into a score fest. I just don't think Georgia's good enough.
I think Trevor Lawrence is maybe a better player than Kyler Murray.
Maybe.
Different kind of player.
But he's a different kind of player. And I don't know that beats Alabama. I don't know that it doesn't.
Because you combine that with a solid defense, a team that can actually slow down Alabama some.
Well, and that Clemson can do that.
So, I don't know. Clemson's
the easy pick because they're number two.
But I've said for weeks, Georgia, Michigan, Clemson. These are the teams that I think can beat Alabama.
Yeah, and
I don't think there's other teams.
And I just don't think Georgia or Michigan can do it. I think Clemson's the only one
maybe
of those three.
But you think Oklahoma can?
Simply because of their offense, yes. You know what? I'll throw another just because. But I mean, I'll throw West Virginia into that because.
Oh, God. I mean, all
it would take a fluke, but they could do it. They wouldn't be favored. I wouldn't pick them to win. But one of those teams against Alabama, yes, if they start spreading them out and getting a bunch of points, they could beat them.
I think the reason why I don't think that kind of team can beat this Bama team is if Bama gets one or two stops, it's over.
It's going to take more than one or two stops against teams like that get that many possessions.
Well, but Fred, how many times can you picture Oklahoma stopping Alabama's offense?
They're not going to stop them very often, but I'll tell you this. Alabama's not used to being in those kind of shootouts with teams that are hanging with them, and that changes everything. Yeah. As much as I like Tua, game's tied 35-35, you're going to throw picks. You're going to make mistakes. And we haven't seen that because nobody can punch Alabama in the mouth like that. That's what I want to see is a team that can go out there and score on them and get them down 21-14. Say, all right, let's see what you got. Besides the Citadel, of course. Let's see. Man, there's a bunch of games I wanted to get to, and we're running out of time, so not really going to happen, I don't think. But I like Old Dominion to cover 8 at Rice. Old Dominion we were betting against them early in the year.
Yeah.
That team is much better the last month. And we Rice is completely beat up after that game last week. So I like Old Dominion.
What are your thoughts on Notre Dame and Southern Cal?
I am out of the business of betting against Notre Dame.
I think I'm on Notre Dame. I'd like it at 10. It's 10 and a half now.
Yeah. USC, I think we're past the USC's really good at home thing.
I told you when it opened at 8, I was like, are these guys crazy? I don't know why I told you that and didn't bet it at 8.
Yeah, you should have. I would have, too. I didn't think about it at the time.
But, you know. Yeah, I just don't see how USC can play with it. I know it's a rivalry game, but Notre Dame's got bigger fish to fry.
You know what? The only reason that I give a little bit of pause is, okay, they had to go to the East Coast last week. Now, all the way out to the West Coast, a lot of crisscross there and a lot of and going into a place where, you know, USC should be able to be okay. They're very talented. They're just not very good. Having said that, this Notre Dame team is not they're much better than I gave them credit for. And I think Ian Book will be 100% this week. I'm not even sure he was 100% last week, and they beat a team that I really thought was going to give them a game. I think I'm with you on this. I think Notre Dame is going to totally house them.
A couple games I think we should at least address. Texas Tech Baylor, two teams who totally crapped the bed last week against bad teams.
Yeah.
One against Kansas State, one against TCU. Texas Tech minus 6.5 on the
road.
At
Baylor? Give me Bear. Doesn't Bear need that to be bowl eligible?
I think they do.
Yeah, give me Bear.
What are your thoughts on LSU at Aggie? LSU,
I am
plus 2.5.
I am stunned. Listen, I like A&M and I love Jimbo Fisher. How are they favored against LSU?
It surprised me. Now, this is what's more surprising. They opened up as a 1-point favorite.
And now it's 2.5.
That line moved 1.5.
Yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on this because if it gets to 3, I am all in on LSU. And maybe that's a mistake, but I just cannot believe that A&M's favorite over LSU. And not that LSU has a ton to play for here either, other than big bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in a 2-loss season. And by the way, if chaos happens on this weekend,
I mean, LSU, we just
they're
saw,
not out
they,
of it.
What are they, 7?
They're not out of it, no. So, I mean, it's important to them.
It would take a lot of chaos.
It would take a lot of chaos. But
it would take 2 weeks of chaos. It would take this week and a championship game week.
What if Notre Dame loses to USC? And obviously, if Georgia loses, that's a team that's ahead of them. OU loses to West Virginia. Suddenly, I mean, 2-loss LSU versus 1-loss Notre Dame?
Or, I mean, obviously, Michigan would have to lose, too.
No, I think Michigan could win. I think you could have Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and then that fourth spot is suddenly wide open because Notre Dame loses. Georgia would have lost. OU loses to West Virginia. Suddenly you're in that.
Would you need Washington State to lose also? Because
probably, but
Washington
think,
State's also going to have. If they beat Washington, then they get a Pac-12 championship.
But they've
game.
got two games that they could lose.
Right.
So let's say they lose. It's not that much. I mean, it's chaos, but it's not that ridiculous.
It's not. Speaking of Pac-12. I like Arizona plus 2 against Arizona State.
Okay.
Arizona with a healthy Khalil Tate. They figured it out.
They didn't last week.
Yeah, listen, Washington State's just better than them. Arizona State's not much better than them.
It's at Arizona, too.
Yeah, it's at Arizona.
I'm with you on that.
And then I don't know if I'll bet it because I'm not in this business of betting against Alabama. But in that game where Alabama's got look ahead to Georgia.
And by the way, Alabama has not been as dominant the last couple of weeks.
24.5 is a big number.
I'm honestly thinking of being all over that.
The problem is Auburn sucks.
They're not good.
So,
although they do have the kind of quarterback who's capable of giving, but although he hasn't played worth a damn this year, he's been a disappointment. I'll give you another one. I like Tulsa plus 2.5 at home against SMU quite a bit. So.
Man, Tulsa's quarterback screwed me last week. He was supposed to suck. He sucked all year, and then suddenly they hit an over.
Yeah. What are you going to do? All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. One segment to go in the week. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsman 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sportsman 94.1.
It is the 6-year anniversary sale, guys. Thanksgiving's just around the corner. Thursday, in fact. That means, thanks, Jung. That means you've got tomorrow to get out to Texas Star Grill Shop and get your hands on one of these good grills so you can smoke a badass turkey on Thanksgiving Day. That's what I'm going to be doing on my Pits and Spits, one of the hottest Houston-made grills on the market. Sets the bar in quality with its Texas-style heavy-duty construction. Performance is second to none. There was a waiting list for these things when I got mine. Now, they've got a little bit of inventory, so you can get in and get your hands on one. While you're there, check out the Saber Infrared Grills. No flare-ups, no meat. Or the meat stays moist and juicy all the time. It's a gas grill. They just purchased a truckload, and they're ready to wheel and deal. And the new Kamado Joe 2 ceramic charcoal grill with a new airlift hinge system sets them apart from the competition. One of the best charcoal grills out there, and they've got hot deals on them right now. If you're not looking for a grill, maybe you just want to upgrade your house, an outdoor kitchen's a good thing to do. They've got that going on. Save big during Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale. Free delivery and assembly. Located at 59 and Shepherd in Houston. 8905 Luetta Road in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back for one last segment to the week. Much love to the Blitzers. Hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That. You get to go first because I know you got
okay.
One. I have two to choose from, so I'll let you roll for
you know
a bit.
When you're sitting in traffic for a while and you're like, what is going on? And then you see a bunch of flashing lights. And then you get up to it, and it's like a tiny fender bender, but there's 15 tow trucks lined up. What is that? Why can't it be first come, first serve with the tow trucks?
Well, you don't. Like you might need two at the most, and there'll be 12 of them there.
Everybody shows up, and I've been involved in this. When my truck got totaled, everybody showed up, and then they put keys in a hat, and they draw numbers out to see who gets to tow the truck. Like, if this is what your life is, there's too many tow trucks on the road. It's slowing down traffic. It's a disaster. Let it be the first, like, one tow truck per vehicle involved in the accident. First come, first serve. If you're not there at the time, go find something else. I mean, you can't. It's like ambulance chasers. They're just waiting around for an accident, and then they all hover and like, oh, how can we get I don't like it. It's a disaster to traffic. I'm against it. To that I say, f*** that.
Yeah. John, do you have one?
Yeah, I'll go real quick. The CDC came out and said there's an outbreak. Don't eat romaine lettuce, including whole heads, hearts, chopped, organic, and salad mixes with romaine until we learn more. Apparently, there is a... you can get food poisoning by eating romaine lettuce. There's some kind of contamination. And just in time for Thanksgiving where nobody eats any greens. But yeah, just a public service announcement. And hey, man, fuck that.
All right, mine is for our good friend Barry Laminack, who was questioning your picks in our pool.
Yeah, he accused me of cheating.
I would just say every week you tell me what your plays are just because you were in first place, I guess.
That's what he thought. He was like, I looked at the standings and you're in first place and you don't give your picks to anyone.
Yeah.
But I do give my picks to you every
week. Yeah, you tell me every week. And when it comes to, I mean, what is it? $300 pot?
Yeah.
How much more have we spent on beer than that?
Yeah.
Or dinners in Vegas?
You're questioning my integrity over a $300 pool?
Come on. For the record, you know what? No, guess what? You haven't told me. The idea is you're just going to go 2-0 every week, and then you and I are going to split 150 each.
Yeah. Woo, look what we got.
Yeah, come on, man. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Thanks for having my back, Fred.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I will have your back on.
Barry's mad because he was winning, and then he dumped it off like about 3 weeks in. He was like beating his chest in first place 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
Now he's in the dumpster.
It must be cheating.
Yeah.
All right, man, I hope everybody has an awesome and safe Thanksgiving. Watch out for the drivers out there. You know people are going to be drinking too much, so be careful. We'll be back on Monday, and, you know, keep up with Sports Map. I'll be posting a bunch of stuff tomorrow that'll post over the holidays, but I won't be actually doing anything because I'm going to go drink beer and enjoy myself.
Get it.
And everybody do the same. Love you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches. Christmas, January was New Year's.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.